Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Driven down the right field line. That ball is gone. A two-homer game for Inciarte.
That it was. Inciarte hits two home runs for the Braves, and they end their five-game skid, beating Miami 5-4. It is Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. Don't miss $1 any size beverage at McDonald's. Always convenient, always just $1. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Finally get something going here, Mike.
Yeah, by the way, I saw Kelsey on Twitter, who covers the Braves, Kelsey Winger, and she was saying the same thing I was thinking. You know, the Braves won the game. All they showed you was Giancarlo Stanton's two home runs from last night. It's like, Braves won the game there, guys. I mean, I know you got to put a lot of grab bag on SportsCenter, but how about some of the highlights of the team that won? Anywho, Braves do get the bullpen on track, Carl, and that was obviously something that's been a struggle early in this season. But if you didn't see the game, the Bravos actually, you know, did it about as good as to be expected when you get into the bullpen. I mean, this is the way it's supposed to work. Garcia goes five, gave up those home runs we talked about to Stanton. Aroldis Vizcaino, scoreless eighth, and then Jim Johnson, a perfect ninth. So for the first save of the year for him, and that's the way it's supposed to happen. Not supposed to be an implosion, which it had been of late.
Brian Snicker, manager of our Braves, kind of doing that deep breath thing. Glad that this road trip's over. Finally getting to SunTrust, which tomorrow will open for our Bravos. Here's Snicker talking about it.
Experienced just about everything that you can on this trip, as far as heartache on the field, blizzards, taking naps on runways. I mean, it's just, this has been one for the ages here. So it's going to be really nice to get home.
And, you know, Tyler Flowers, if you're watching the Braves all season long, he had a couple of, like, frozen ropes right at people up at Citi Field against the Mets. And it was kind of cool for him to actually hit one where the players aren't. Tyler Flowers, the go-ahead single tonight. So good job for him, and the Braves get the win. Now, eventually, we get to see these guys at home, and it's going to be a bananas. A lot of people do think Friday, because a good Friday might not be the truest test of the traffic. We were talking about that
yesterday.
A lot of
people off, yeah.
So, I mean, if people are off, so either way, that's good. It should be easier, because nothing's going to be normal in this town until 85 gets fixed.
Yeah, I totally agree. It is Dukes and Bell hitting some headlines. What about the Hawks? Coach Bud, who was on our midday show with Rick and John, talking about it's great to have health at this point in the season. Everybody for the Hawks is healthy.
With Tabo returning, you know, Tuesday against Charlotte, you know, I think we have 15 healthy bodies, so you got to figure out who's going to be inactive, and, you know, you want all 15 guys in uniform. Like, everybody's helped us, you know, especially here the last five games or so. It's just great. The timing of having everybody healthy and ready to go as we start round one of the playoffs.
Hawks-Wizards first-round series starts on Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern. The playoff matchups are set. It's Boston-Chicago, Cleveland-Indiana, Toronto-Milwaukee, and obviously Washington and our Hawks.
You know, I like the attitude of Damian Lillard, who out west says, guess what? Blazers will beat the Golden State Warriors in six.
Wow.
Blazers in six, Arthur Trish.
What's he going to average, 60 a game?
No, he would have to average 85 a game.
I mean, he's been playing well, though.
He's playing great. Now, again, Brandon Jennings did the same thing for the Bucks a couple of years ago. I mean, basically that every year. But look, this is a guy just excited. He's trying to get the people amped up. Come on, good for Lillard, Arthur. Don't be such a curmudgeon.
I don't have to say anything about that. If they will be lucky to win one game.
Boy, you are on Golden State hard, aren't you? Man. Hey, Golden State, Portland out west, San Antonio, Memphis. It's Houston, OKC. To me, that is the first round series to watch. Not just because of the whole MVP thing. Yeah, that's going to play. But I think, you know, Westbrook wants to prove that the regular season thing was just not a regular season thing. And if he is able to somehow beat the Rockets – right, in the playoffs, and right, advance Oklahoma City. To me, that is a statement.
Now, they took away the ballot from a lot of the play-by-play guys, and Arthur and I were just talking about this before the show. Who exactly is voting for the MVP? Because it's not the usual cast of characters. Will that affect things? the MVP does not have any no bearing. I should say the playoffs have no bearing on the MVP. It's about the regular season. But in the court of public opinion, you're right. If Westbrook does his thing, if Harden does his thing, how about the way they kind of finish things up with Westbrook having Oscar Robertson there to hang out? And Oscar Robertson was all about the moment and giving praise to Westbrook, which I thought was really classy from the Big.
Yeah, unlike Carl, he didn't think he was selfish.
No, that's because they invited him and they probably took him out to dinner. But that's neither here nor there. Listen,
the Big O, Oscar Robertson. You think you know better than the Big O, for crying out loud?
No, I'm not saying that. Not by no stretch of the imagination. I mean, I have my opinion. You've heard it. Dominique, you've heard it. But the deal is, last night, it was a nice gesture by Oklahoma City to invite the Big O. Here's the deal. You rarely see teams embracing the greats. I wish the NBA did more of this, to be honest with you. It shouldn't have to be a record-breaking situation for teams to want to invite guys who built the game and the foundation for what these guys are doing now. That's neither here nor there. He gave the endorsement last night. Mm-hmm. It was fun. I didn't expect anything else. He is in Oklahoma City. What was he going to say? I love what Westbrook's done. Yeah. Done. And I want to say, Harden is the MVP. He wasn't going to say that.
You're saying you want to see the Big O go like WWE, NWO.
What was he going to do?
Oh, my goodness. Oscar Robertson just hit a folding chair over Russell Westbrook's back.
Everybody's like, Oscar said that Russell Westbrook should. What the hell else was he going to say? He was in Oklahoma City.
I thought it was very classy. Hey, the Orlando Magic fired their GM. The season wasn't even over, and Rob Hennigan got. And the guy, at least from one report down there in Orlando and the Sentinel, links the Magic to having interest with...
Our guy
who's been helping things out here. And again, he's a...
Not Wes Wilcox, by the way.
No.
We're talking about Grant Hill.
There'd be no interest in Wes Wilcox anyway.
We're talking about Grant Hill.
Is a guy that is, again, he's a part owner, small piece, but he'd have to divest himself of the Hawks. And does he want to be a general manager? He'd also have to give up the TV gig.
Exactly. Grant is a season ticket holder of the Magic because he lives in that area. And having played for the team, I'm sure there's some interest there. I don't see that happening. I would be surprised if it were to happen.
How much did you say he was giving up? What did he have to do?
The best himself of the Hawks.
That's not happening.
And his TNT NCAA.
You
and
said
NBA
TNT?
Team.
That's not happening either.
Nope.
All right.
But it's just, I mean, every time a guy gets fired, some writer's going to put a name out there. The name happens to be Grant Hill. So, I mean, for what it's worth, that's out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.